Democrat Jan Schneider is again taking on Vern Buchanan in a race for Florida's 16th congressional district seat. Joshua Epstein talked with her.
With the midterm elections 25 days away, we're going to spend the next 5 minutes talking to the Democratic nominee for Florida's 16th congressional district, Jan Schneider. Florida's 16th congressional district has been redistricted to include all of Manatee County and part of Hillsborough County. Jan, who's on the line with us and we will speak with shortly, is no newcomer to politics. She's run twice before, once in 2018, where she was beat out by David Shapiro for the Democratic nomination, and once in 2016, when she won the Democratic nomination but lost the general election to the same opponent she faces this November, the incumbent Vern Buchanan. According to Jane's website, she's a graduate of Yale Law School who's been actively involved in law and politics from the local to the international level for many years. Jane's opponent is the incumbent in this congressional district, Republican Vern Buchanan. We invited Representative Buchanan to join us today, but we did not hear back. But we do hope to have him on the show in the future, should he respond. Jan, introduce yourself to the listeners quickly. Who are you? What do you believe in? Why are you running?
I'm Jan Schneider, running for Congressional District 16. I'm a believer. I believe our country can be much better than it is now. I believe our economy can be not only better, but much fairer than it is now. I believe the recent Supreme Court decision made women second-class citizens, which of course I detest. I believe in a right to quality, affordable health care for everyone. I believe that we have a responsibility for what we lawyers call intergenerational equity, to leave the planet inhabitable and on an unequal condition for our children and grandchildren. I believe in all the people, and that's why our campaign slogan is for all the people.
So Jan, let's say you're elected. Come January, what are your top few priorities? And this is also your time to inform the listeners about where you and your opponent disagree. And feel free to list maybe a few votes that he's taken that you believe were simply on the wrong side of the issue.
Okay, well, of course, I'm going to fight for the economy. I believe in creating jobs, as does my opponent, but they have to be jobs with living wages, so people can support families, so that they can live in decent conditions. My opponent, by contrast, wants to make the Trump tax cuts for the ultra-rich permanent. I want to keep the middle class viable and not raise burdens on them. I will also fight for legislation to codify Roe v. Wade, to ensure the right to travel across state lines if you choose to have an abortion, but also to make sure the choice includes the right to have a healthy child. So I will fight for women and infants' health care. And in this area of women, I have, by family background and otherwise, one special interest, and that's women in the military, female veterans, and women in military families. And I will fight for them to have equal access to the full range of healthcare services as everyone else. Can I mention that my opponent voted against ensuring access to abortion, against the Women's Health Protection Act, against the Violence Against Women Act, against the Paycheck Fairness Act, against the right to contraception, and against the Equal Access to Contraception for Veterans Acts. We violently disagree in this area.
So, Jen, we've established protecting access to abortion, women's health care, female veterans, and the economy. What are a few other things that in Washington you're going to fight for or fight against?
Now, my sort of third area of major interest has been for decades, as I said, health care. I'm for protecting Medicare and not privatizing it. My opponent has voted repeatedly to turn Medicare into a quote-unquote premium support, that is, a voucher system. I adamantly oppose that. I also oppose privatizing veterans health care, turning Medicaid into a block grant system. We just, again, disagree very much. Let's see what else. We disagree on guns. We disagree on LGBTQ rights. And we disagree on representative democracy.
So we've talked a lot about politics. What's something maybe not political about you or something that you've done recently that you think would surprise voters?
I'm very interested in the January 6th commission. Indeed, so interested, and I don't think people will believe this. I even sent a contribution to Liz Cheney. Now, if you had told me 2 years ago that I would say anything nice about anyone named Cheney, including Liz Cheney, with whom I disagree on almost every political issue except the most important one, which is integrity and accountability in government. So on that one, I totally surprised myself, and maybe voters won't believe it.
You've been listening to an interview with Jan Schneider, the Democratic nominee in Florida's 16th congressional district that spans all of Manatee County and part of Hillsborough County. This has been Joshua Epstein with WSLR.